I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A year ago this week, three rebel groups in Myanmar launched an offensive against the ruling junta. It shifted the balance of power, but there's still no end in sight to the civil war that began in 2021. More than 5,300 civilians have been killed and over 3 million displaced. But God's work continues. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says their team of resilient local Bible translators have given aid and prayer support to their war-ravaged community, but they don't stop their translation work. One time, they needed to record a portion of scripture.
They found an abandoned ambulance, and they put mattresses in it for soundproofing, and they did their recordings inside this ambulance.
Weaver says this community has very few believers. Pray for encouragement and for the translators to see God's word bring salvation to their people amid devastation. And cultural preservation is a sensitive topic among Native Americans who faced so much mistreatment by people of other cultures. Weston Francis with Hutchcraft Ministries is a member of the Navajo tribe. He stands on Exodus 20, verse 3, where the Lord says, "You shall have no other gods before me." Many things can become practical idols in any Christian's life, covered with a Jesus label. Consider the allegiances, traditions, and routines that you hold close.
It's not just with our culture. We do it all the time. Our phones, our family, you know, the people that we love. We need to be able to have the maturity and the diligence and discipline to recognize when we're putting something more before our relationship with God.
Pray for young Christians in Native America that they would follow Jesus over the traditions or values of their cultures. God can do some incredible things with a young person who's fully committed to Him. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media, connecting partners, media, and you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.